quick thank you to our sponsors for making this podcast possible. They keep this show free to listen to. Hi, I'm Michelle, a mother of two teens. 13 years ago, I traded in punishments and rewards for connection. Now I prioritize relationship over behaviors, utilize play as a parenting tool, and set limits with empathy instead of consequences. Each week, I share my journey and interview clients, experts, and followers. Thanks for joining me on the Peace and Parenting podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to the Peace and Parenting podcast. I'm Michelle, and I have a lovely guest, Carla, today, who's going to share her experience with connected parenting. And I'm so glad she's here. And thank you, Carla. Will you introduce yourself?
Thanks so much, Michelle. Sure. So my name is Carla. I'm from Cape Breton, which is an island in Nova Scotia, Canada. I have three kids. Nolan, who is five, he'll be six in just a couple of days. Desmond, who's three, almost four. And Celeste, who is my baby, she's one. I am a very busy mom with three kids. I'm also a lawyer, so I am very busy with that. And my husband is a family doctor, so he is also busy. We are just busy, busy, busy. So
finding ways
to bring peace into our home and calm the chaos that we are all about it.
Wow, you are busy. That sounds like a lot. you're in that stage where everyone's, you know, getting a little bit older and able to, you know, you're out of the baby stage almost right there at the edge.
Yeah.
So tell me, I know you've been doing this work for a long time. Well, first of all, how long have you been doing this kind of work?
So there's some things that I've always done. I've never done punishment. I've always tried to stay away. I'll admit they have snuck in, but I was never into punishment. So we agreed from the beginning we weren't going to do that. But I guess I fell into a trap of I didn't know what to do when my kids start to resist. So I became the parent who yelled and I hated it. I found you, I don't know, maybe a year ago or so, give or take. And I really dived in more, I guess, maybe last April, May. That's when I really committed to special time. And it's funny, I remember when I did that because we had an ant infestation. And we had to, I picked up my oldest from school and we had to just drive around because the guys were there and they sprayed all the poison or whatever and took forever and he hated it. And recently he was talking about that and he was like, I really didn't like being out for that long drive. We didn't get home. He's like, we didn't do special time then though. So it was okay. We didn't miss out on anything.
Oh, that's very poignant.
Yes. Just last spring that happened. So somewhere around there, I got really committed about the daily special time and that has definitely made a huge difference.
Yeah, good for you. Okay, so tell me about what were some of the behaviors? What were some things that were really hard before last spring?
My oldest is definitely my most challenging child. He will just decide he doesn't want to do something or he doesn't like something or, you know, he's very sensitive to different things, sounds, taste, things, the way they feel, just whatever. And something just sets him off and we would just lose him. It could be a couple hours where he'd just be in a full-blown tantrum and there was no connecting. We couldn't get through to him and it would happen so easily. And I know you say that, you know, kids need to get those tantrums, but it was overboard. Like he wasn't able to really enjoy his life. And as he would get more upset over things, my tolerance level would get lower and lower and lower because this was happening very, very, very regularly. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he still has these moments sometimes, but they're not as long. We're able to get through them a lot quicker. I wouldn't say we feel that sense of connection right away after. I do with my three-year-old, absolutely. My five-year-old, not really. We have to do things a little bit differently, but we do get through them quicker. And he gets less triggered by things. And I think it's the connection. You know, we really do the special time. And, you know, there's been times where he's been having a sticky moment and he has said to me, can we do some special time? Oh, and wow. We do this thing where sometimes we do this extra 5-minute bonus special time and we'll call it bonus special time or extra special time. And he'll tell me sometimes when he needs it. And then I see him being so much more relaxed after.
Isn't that crazy that he knows that he needs it? That's amazing.
He knows so much. It's amazing how he's so in tune with his own feelings. He just doesn't really know what to do with them. So the fact that he can ask me for that, like it's life-changing.
Yeah, that's so good. What other things besides the big meltdowns with him did you see?
We've definitely seen a lot more cooperation.
Yes.
I have an example just from today, actually. So we're in Whistler in BC skiing this week. And this was our third day skiing. First day, he was excited to go, went well. Second day, he was complaining. It took too long. He was watching something on his tablet, did not want to go out the door. I had to get my husband to take his brother and leave. He was having a meltdown. Things weren't good. So today I thought, I'm going to set them up for success. So they could watch their tablets before breakfast. After breakfast, I said, no tablets. And they're like, what are we going to do? And I was like, we're going to do special time. We had about an hour before we had to leave. Did special time with both boys. Afterwards, we had a few minutes. He said, what am I going to do? I was like, I don't know. You want to color? We can color. You like that? And he was like, yeah. He colored. Then when I said, in 5 minutes, we have to go. He asked me to set a timer. I was like, that's a great idea. Set the timer. The timer went off. He was like, all right, I'm going to go get ready. Zero complaints, zero issues. We walked to our lessons. He was telling me he was excited. And it was like night and day different from the day before.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes, it was so amazing. Yeah. And what I loved is my in-laws are here and they don't really, you know, they don't know this style, right? And my mother-in-law commented to me on how much better things went this morning. I was like, I know. I used all my tools.
it was an hour and a half, but it's all good.
But it was good. And
it's worth it. Good,
you know? Yeah,
it's so worth it.
And he's polite and he's friendly. Now he has his moments still. Yeah. But without prompting, he'll say please and thank you. He'll offer to bring me things. If he's done with something that had a wrapper, he'll go put in the garbage for me. You know, it's really nice to see.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's so amazing. And I think so many kids with ADHD, often professionals will say, you should use punishments and rewards with them. You should try charts and stickers and these kinds of things. And I really think it's such a disservice to these kids.
Yeah, I did another program that was recommended to me. It's kind of run locally. And they recommended a lot of those things. And I've heard other parents, some say it works well. And some say it doesn't at all. And I kind of fibbed my way through. They got to things like reward charts. And I was like, I'm not going to do this. And they said, well, you have to stay in the program. I was like, okay. So I just avoided the topic anytime it came up.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I'm not doing that. That didn't work for me as a kid. It didn't work at all. So I was like, I'm not going to do that. And that was even before I had really, you know, gotten into what you were putting out there. Like I had only listened to maybe a couple podcasts, but I just knew that wasn't right.
And I think, you know, for those kids that it quote unquote works for, it's like, sure, you might be getting the behavior that you want, the compliance or the cooperation or whatever, but at what cost really? Are those kids just shoving their feelings? Are they more concerned about the relationship they share with you? Will they end up being people pleasers? Are they overly compliant and unable to have a voice? Like there's so many caveats to what works. And so I'm really, you know, cognizant of that too, that even if you get the behavior, is it really working?
Yeah. I mean, I was that kid. We never had the charts at home, but at school we did. And if there was a day I didn't get a sticker, it was like the worst day ever. And it didn't really mean I did anything wrong. I just, for whatever reason, didn't get it. And I would beat myself up.
That was Esme. Esme came home from third grade because this teacher had the commerce community or whatever, where you would earn points and then you could take the points to get something. And, you know, you could get 10 points a day. And if she came home with 9 points, it was like the world was coming to an end. My teacher hates me. Yep. I didn't get the point. And I'm like, okay, wait, what? What are you talking about? And we got to the bottom of it. And she said, I'm trying to get the big calendar. I guess the big calendar. There was like this huge calendar that was the final reward. And I said, well, let's go on Amazon and get that calendar right now. let's just take
I would take the absolutely do the same thing.
Yeah, it's crazy. We're taking a break to hear from our sponsor so I can bring this podcast to you free of charge. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her questions via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her responses or use their voice-to-text feature. And mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. This book becomes a legacy, something your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I used mylifeinabook.com to compile my own stories to give to my daughters for Mother's Day. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code PEACE at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code PEACE for 10% off today.
This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart features a patent protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Their formula includes the most abundant protein, alpha-lac, found in breast milk, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum. ByHeart is an easy-to-digest formula which includes prebiotics
and an 80-20 whey-to-casein ratio like an early breast milk, making it great for a newborn's digestive system. ByHeart is the only U.S.-made infant formula made with certified clean ingredients, including organic, grass-fed, whole milk, not skim. What it doesn't have is soy, corn syrup, GMOs, or palm oil. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast. Use code PEACE for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Okay, let's get back to the show. Anything else that you can remember that's gotten better or that's improved in just your parenting or your kids or anything?
I've had a lot of, I don't know if I want to say improvement, because with my 3-year-old, almost 4-year-old, he was only like a baby when I sort of started to get into this, but he was bigger, I guess, when I really dove in. I've seen a big change in him in that he is definitely extremely connected to me, which is amazing for me. Yeah. You know, after he has those meltdowns, I have that moment with him where he's hugging me and he's telling me how much he loves me. They're so affectionate. They both do this. They tell me they love me and they'll say, I love you so much, I'm going to burst with little hearts, or I love you to infinity beyond. And it just warms my heart. Yeah. I have also seen them be more affectionate with each other. Now, we have a lot of sibling issues, so we haven't solved that yet. But no. They have moments where they work really well together. Yesterday, actually, whenever we're at a hotel, they fight over who presses the buttons on the elevator. And yesterday we were walking down the hall to the elevator and Desmond, my middle guy, said, oh, I'm going to press the outside button. No one can press the inside, or maybe it was vice versa. I don't remember. And Nolan said, well, Desmond, you always get to do that, the outside button or whatever. I want to do the outside and you can do the inside. And Desmond said, okay, Nolan, but when we come back, I want to do, you know, the other way around. And Nolan said, I think that works. Okay. And I was like, oh my God, I was just standing next to them. I hadn't intervened yet because it hadn't gotten bad. I was like, they just worked this out. Like, what just happened?
So good. So, so good. That's amazing. The sibling stuff is so hard. You've seen improvement in the sibling stuff in general?
I have. Yeah. I mean, it kind of comes and goes, but yeah. You know, if we were looking at a graph, I think if like up was better, I think we, you know, it's projecting up.
Yeah.
And with their little sister, it's so funny. I mean, she's only one, but they tell me to do special time with her, which I haven't like been as, you know, let's set the timer, let's call it special, because she's just so little, right? But the last few months, I've started to do a version of it with her because they're saying, well, Celeste needs special time, mommy.
Well, and they're right.
Well, I breastfed the day, we cuddled, I spent half an hour with her going to bed. She's getting a lot of one-on-one special time. But they're saying that, and I'm like, you know what? Let's do it. Yeah. And it's funny, she can't say sentences what she wants to do, but she lets me know. She loves to do this thing where she just has me chase her. And I chase her. We do laps around our kitchen island.
So cute. And I mean, it's control, right? They need to have control, because the other times we're with them, it's like feeding and being and whatever. But even at one, they really need to start having control. And the brothers are so cute. They're like, give her the special time. That's so sweet.
They're making sure I do it. They're
keeping you to task, mom.
Yeah. You know, I've heard other people say, oh, it's hard to remember to do special time to schedule it in. But if I don't do it, they tell me.
Like, I know.
It's special time today.
Yeah, you know what, Carla?
We got to do it.
Since you're so in and good with special time, tell me, how do you schedule it in? Because you've got 3 kids and now you're doing it with all 3 pretty much.
Yeah. So I do it. I try to do it back to back if I can. Sometimes it doesn't work out that way. Most days when we all get home from work and school and daycare, we have some time either before supper or after supper. It just depends on how the day goes. Mm-hmm. My husband does the cooking. So if there's enough time, like if he's going to spend half an hour cooking, we try to get it in then. And then we'll just, you know, delay a few minutes to have supper then. If we get home late, we don't have time, we do it right after supper. So as soon as we're done eating, we go into special time. oftentimes we'll squeeze things in with it. So while I'm doing special time with Nolan, he'll take Desmond for his bath and vice versa. Mm-hmm. If, you know, if it's a bath night, if we have to do things. So we try to work it in that way. There's only one day a week that we have an activity in the evenings. That gets tricky, but we sometimes we'll just do a shorter special time. At first, I was very committed to like 20 minutes or bust, but then sometimes we didn't get it in. So I was like, you know what? If it's 10 minutes today and we do 20 minutes the other days, I still think we're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
And kids are more connected.
Amazing.
So that's what I do. I also occasionally get in a morning special time. It depends on whether they get up early. I don't like to wake them up earlier than they have to, but if they get up early, I say, well, you know what? We have some extra time today and we'll do 5 minutes. And I'd say maybe once or twice a week, we get that in. And they love it. They think that's like an extra special treat. They call it morning special time.
That's so cute. They're so cute. Does your husband do it too?
He does. Not as much as me. He was a little upset at first because he thought he was doing it and he wasn't doing it, but he thought he was. So I would be doing, say, special time with Nolan, and he'd take Desmond and say, come, like, let's play a video game with me, or let's play with our Beyblades, or they'd do something. And the kids weren't as connected with him. And he was saying, well, I work more than you do. I'm not around as much. And it's like, well, I don't know if it's a quantity thing. I think it might be more quality. It's like, maybe you should try doing special time. It's like, but I do it. It's like, but I listen to you. You're telling them what to do and they're coming with you, but they're not getting the choice. They're not controlling it. So now when he doesn't have something else to do, he'll say, Nolan, come with me. What do you want to do for your special time with me? And then Nolan will often pick something completely different than what he thinks he's going to pick.
Yeah.
So now they actually are getting a lot closer. They're willing to go do things with him. Whereas before they would scream and cry for me. I'm definitely the preferred parent, but it's getting a little less mommy, mommy, mommy.
Yeah.
Which is nice for me and him because he was kind of sad they didn't want him more and I was getting a little burned out. So it's really helped us both.
Yes. Isn't it crazy? Just that little tiny tweak of letting them do what they want to do. Because a lot of people do, oh, I do special time. I hang out with my kids all the time. I'm like, hold on. It's just a little different and it might seem insignificant, but in fact, for the kids, it isn't.
Yeah. I mean, I was that person a little bit too. When I started doing special time, the months leading up to it, I was home. I took a year off when we had our third baby. So I was home every day. You know, my son was done school at 2:00. The baby would often be napping. It would just be me and him hanging out. And I was like, how does he want more? What am I not doing right?
Right.
But again, it wasn't me saying, what do you want to do? It would just be me playing with him or him showing me something or sometimes me sitting there working on something that had to get done and him just playing on his own.
Yeah.
And I felt like there with him, but it wasn't the same.
Yeah. I think to the consensus usually is connection is more time, like you said, or like your husband thought, you know, just the time is enough, but it really is the quality of the time that you're spending with your kids. Like if you're spending the time listening to big feelings and giving empathy, as opposed to trying to shut it down, that's a very different experience for a child. So that's a good note for people to notice that you don't have to be around your kids all the time to have a connected relationship. Yeah.
And just the listening to the feelings, that empathy part, my husband's been really working hard on that because he's more of a fixer, whereas I'm much more of a, you know, I want someone to just listen to me, right?
Yeah.
So he's working hard on that. And I think that's helping too.
Good for him. So wait, you did coaching, correct? And that's how you got started? You did coaching with Allison? Yeah. And you did 6 weeks of coaching with her?
I did, yeah. Well, I've been listening to your podcast before then. And then I had signed up for the mastermind and I went through all the modules. I made it to a couple of calls, but then they didn't really meet my schedule. But I was doing the one-on-one with her, which was, I mean, amazing, right? Because you can really drill down on your specific things that you're working on.
Yeah, I think that's the difference is that, you know, every family is different. And it doesn't mean that connection doesn't work for every family, but it does mean that here, why don't you try this piece, Carla, and see how it works. And then let's come back and talk about it. And you have that back and forth and like, you know, the space to really explore the different pieces of connection personally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's so good. Great. So now you're all done. Are you continuing on your journey? Are you still working on all the pieces? Are you?
Oh, I am working all the things. I mean, I just did the 30-day challenge that you had.
Yes. So how was that?
Oh, that was really good. I mean, I don't want to say I learned something new, but I it reinforces things.
Yeah.
I feel like anytime you learn a new skill, you can't just read a book and say, I know it all, right?
Right.
Like you really have to practice. You need things being to be reinforced. Sometimes you need to hear it in a different way, get different ideas.
Yeah.
You know, so every time I do something, I tend to pick up something, whether it's just a different way of looking at something, a different way to try something, or even just hearing the same message again and again, because I can't even tell you how many books I've read on parenting, how many things I've done, all the things it feels like, and it's great, but things also tend to get scrambled in your brain, right?
Yeah.
So hearing the things repeated, it's really helpful and it keeps reinforcing. So I'm not done. I know you've got a new day starting for the mastermind, so I'm hoping that works better with my schedule and I can tune into those every week. I have a listening partner now, and I'll admit, the first day we did it, I felt kind of silly, but then I felt really good after. So I think that's great. So I'm going to keep working at that and just continuously tweaking things and figuring out what works best as we go. Because I feel like things will change as the kids get older, right?
And things change.
Lives change, and
the tools stay the same, but you know, you apply them a bit differently, right? You know, empathy looks different from a 2-year-old to a 12-year-old. It just really does, and so does play, and so do all the aspects. But
I still have lots of things to work on.
You're doing great.
How to hold boundaries without, you know, any sort of threats or bribes. That's a tricky one.
It really is, but you're getting there. Mm-hmm. Carla, if you had any advice to give anyone who's starting this work, what would you say to them?
I would say trust the process. I think we learn a lot of things. We learn about empathy. We learn about doing the play. We learn about special time. You know, we try to cut out the threats, the bribes, the yelling, and it's a lot, and you're trying to figure it out all at once. And maybe it's better to take it one step at a time, give yourself a lot of grace, and understand that you might not see a giant change the next day.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's just not going to happen. When I was with Allison, she asked me if there's anything big we were trying to figure out. And I said bedtime. Bedtime was this, oh my God, like 2.5 to 3 hour extravaganza between the three kids. It was awful. No. We were exhausted. My husband and I weren't seeing each other. It was just not good. So we did all kinds of things to work on it. It wasn't improving. It wasn't improving. We're finally at a better place where my husband and I are switching off. One of us gets Celeste to bed. The other one does the two boys. And we switch back and forth. We've cut our time in half. But what really made a difference was the boys getting more connected with Alex, my husband. Because they satisfied with me for bedtime. They wanted me. So no matter what, I had to be in there every single day. And he felt like they didn't want him. So he wasn't having that nice bedtime with them. He was feeling frustrated. But now that he's more connected, they're happy with him. Now they still ask if they say, oh, it's mommy tomorrow, right? And he says, yes.
They're just checking, just see when mommy's going to be her turn.
I know. But I will use different language with them too. Like if they say to me, well, we don't get you tonight, I say, well, daddy's so excited to get to do bedtime with you.
Yeah.
You know, he can't wait. He, you know, go talk to him about what book you want to read. And they get excited, right? So the problem we were trying to solve, the actions we were taking weren't necessarily related to how we solved the problem. Like it was the connection piece over here, right?
I love it, Carla. This is, I think, the crux of understanding connective parenting, because people will come with that thing, right? Bedtime, bedwetting, thumb sucking, sibling fights, this and that, the other thing. And I'm like, you can't tackle those things until you get connection fully flowing in your house, because that really is what changes everything.
Oh yeah, it has.
Yeah.
But if we just said, oh, you know, we're going to try this thing for 3 weeks and hope our bedtime problems are solved, we would have thrown in the towel and just been frustrated and done.
Totally. I'm glad you did it. Yeah.
That quick, but we're at a good place now, right?
Yeah. We'll send Alex to me.
Keep getting better. I should.
send Alex to me. We'll get him shaped up. We'll get him all, you know, peace and parenting out.
He really tries.
Sweet guy.
He's dedicated. He lets me kind of charge, but if I say this is something that's working, he'll go all in as much as he can.
Amazing. You're lucky. You're very lucky. That's great. And you can tell, because your kids are so much more connected to him, because he's making it happen. He's doing the work.
He is. Yeah.
Yeah. Really. Amazing. Carla, thank you.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's so nice to just get to talk about it all. It almost feels like a extended listening partner session.
Yeah, totally. I'm glad. Listening partnerships are awesome. They're so good. All right. Thank you, everybody, for joining us on the Peace and Parenting podcast. We sure appreciate it. We'll see you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.